USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate vote is possible Thursday on emergency aid for Ukraine. The House approved a $40 billion package on Tuesday. However, dozens of lawmakers voted against the measure. One was Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy, who explains why.
We got it at 3 p.m. yesterday. We were then voting on the rule by the evening. We were voting on the bill by 8 o'clock. Keep in mind that $53 billion total, that's the entire annual budget of the Department of Homeland Security.
About $13 billion in aid has already been allocated for Ukraine. It's time to start circling dates on the fall calendar. The 2022 NFL schedule set to be released at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. All 32 teams from around the league will find out when and where they will be playing this upcoming season. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
A panel on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down a California law banning the sale of semi-automatic guns to adults under 21, saying it infringed on the rights of people ages 18 to 20. The judge saying, in part, America would not exist without the heroism of young adults who fought and died in our Revolutionary Army. Today, we reaffirm our Constitution still protects the rights that enabled their sacrifice. The right of young adults to keep and bear arms. Flags are being lowered today to honor 1 million lives lost to coronavirus. President Biden marked the long-dreaded milestone early this morning, pleading with everyone to remain vigilant. He also stressed that the nation has more testing, vaccines, and treatments than ever before. Same story, different day when it comes to the national average for the price of regular gasoline. According to AAA, a new record set today at $4.41 a gallon. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A passenger with no flying experience is earning praise for landing a plane after the pilot experienced a medical emergency this week. Bobby Morgan is the air traffic controller who helped the passenger fly the plane safely. He tells NBC News,
I would give him an A-plus in my book, and if it was up to me, I would hand him a pilot certificate.
Because this just doesn't happen like this.
It doesn't happen, and he proved that he's ready for it. I did ask him if he wanted to be a pilot, and he said, heck no.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. New York Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engron released former President Donald Trump from a civil contempt court order on Wednesday, provided Trump pays a $110,000 fine and meets other conditions by May 20th. The judge saying he wants the fine paid and warning he would reinstate the contempt order and apply it retroactively if Trump failed to comply. The NBA playoffs continue Thursday night with the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks playing host to the Phoenix Suns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.